Welcome to the New Testament scripture in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. This is one of Jesus' parables, and it's entitled The Story of the Three Servants. Hear God's word. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a trip. He called together his servants and gave them money to invest for him while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of gold to one, 2 bags of gold to another, 1 to the last. He was dividing up in proportion to their abilities. He left on a trip, and the servant who received the 5 bags of gold began immediately to invest the money and soon doubled it. The servant with 2 bags of gold also went right to work and doubled the money. But the servant who received 1 bag of gold dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money for safekeeping. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give account of how they used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of gold said, "Sir, you gave me 5 bags of gold to invest, and I have doubled the amount." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Now came the servant who had received 2 bags of gold with the report. "Sir, you gave me 2 bags of gold to invest, and I have doubled the amount." The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate." Then the servant with the 1 bag of gold came and said, "Sir, I know you're a hard man, harvesting crops you didn't plant, gathering crops you didn't cultivate, and I was afraid I would lose your money. So I hid it in the earth, but here it is." The master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant, you think I'm a hard man, do you? Harvesting crops I didn't plant, gathering crops I didn't cultivate? Well, you should at least have put my money in the bank so that I could get some interest. Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of gold. To those who use well what they have been given, and even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who are unfaithful, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." That's a hard parable. But you know, really what it's about is service. Now, in the secular world that we live in, values like self-promotion and competition and climbing the ladder of success are not to be translated into spiritual life. So the idea of investing resources for profit is one that we are encouraged to adopt. In Jesus' parable of the 3 servants, they receive money from their master, and each of us has not necessarily been given money from our master, but he has given us abilities and gifts of grace. So each of us has received these resources from God. They are time, ability, and opportunity. So like the servants in the parable, we can choose, either out of fear, laziness, or disinterest, to bury our gifts or resources, or we can find a way to put our gifts to work to earn a profitable return for the kingdom of God. So whether we have 5 bags of gold or only 1, God expects us to invest our lives boldly into his service. So think about this. Have you identified the resources he entrusted you with? And then how will you invest them for the maximum return for the kingdom of God? Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of one of Jesus' hard parables.